guys.
Did you know that World War II was in 1939 through 1945?
I did.
Yep.
Did you know that I'm an Axis power baby?
I don't know what that means.
I'm half Japanese and half German. My ancestors committed atrocities.
Wait, I'm half German too, but half Chinese.
Almost same.
Yeah, it's kind of close. Anyway, hello guys and welcome to episode 58 of the Steak and Eggs podcast. I'm Emmy with my co-hosts Techie and Asmin, and today we're with Avili May, who's probably most of you guys know who she is. She's done esports, league stuff, and now she works with us at OTK, if you didn't know.
Is that how you say it?
OTK?
No.
It's your organ. I feel like you should know that.
Is it Avili?
Yeah, Avili.
Did you say Avili?
I said Avili. I've heard both ways.
Honestly, okay. As long as there's an O in front of it.
Which one's correct?
I didn't want to bring it up. I was going to bring it up.
I brought it up.
Yeah.
Is that your real name?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Where's that from? Japan or Germany?
You know, neither. My mom just met like a lady who had the name Avili and she's like, that's cool. I'm going to steal it.
Where'd she meet her?
She was teachers with my grandma.
Where?
I'm not fucking doxing my
grandma. Okay, all right. That makes sense. That's cool. It's like Olive. That's fun.
Right? Small if the Pokemon came out and I'm like, that's me.
Oh, yeah. I know that guy. Did you get bullied in school for that name or no?
No, because I actually went to school in Silicon Valley. So I was the minority as the half white kid and I would get bullied for that because everyone around me was Indian or full Asian. So I had like Akash, Prithvi, Apurva, Shivanti, like Deepthi, like all of these different names. So my name was not weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone had unique names, I guess you could say.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in Texas, so it was the same thing. Like I was one of the minorities being a white guy. Everybody else was Hispanic, Mexican, something like that. And, you know, it was like maybe like a dozen other white guys. That was about it. So yeah, I get it. So yeah, you're actually making you're going to make the Games Expo good again. So basically your job is to make sure that Tektone isn't there.
Yes.
Yeah, I really not go? I can't go, really?
You know, let me just go ahead and run that idea up the ladder.
We're going to have to have a meeting about that.
I think I would do great.
So I think so.
When
is it?
It's June 4th. You can find the expo June 4th. The pre-show starts at 11:30 a.m. Pacific time.
That's so early. Dang. We always start that early?
We've started usually at noon, but the pre-show is going live at 11:30 because, like, honestly, this year, we have had so many freaking applications and so many of them are so good from these solo devs, really small dev studios or indie dev studios across Germany, Europe, basically all across Europe. We have people from Poland, Lithuania, Australia.
The fuck is Lithuania?
I don't know what that is either, but they're from
there.
It's a
very small country in Europe.
So we took a bunch of the trailers that, you know, weren't quite expo ready, but we're putting them in the pre-show so that, you know, we get to showcase more indie devs because indie games are freaking killing it this year with Helldivers. We had Lethal Company, that content fun game, Pal World. There's just so many good indie games right now while the AAA studios are shitting the bed.
Well, because they're trying to spend $300 million fucking dollars to make a game. How can you do that?
And then people are mad.
$300 million? So then the last Assassin's Creed was like $500 million, $300 million to make, right? The new one, I bet, is probably about the same, right? Somewhere around there. Maybe even more. And so then what does Ubisoft have to do? Well, they have to charge $130 fucking dollars for one game. It's for a game, and they want you to sign up for their version of Netflix for video games.
I saw him getting death threats for saying that.
Wait, surely that's Deluxe Edition, right?
Yeah, that tweet was really popular,
too. That's just normal nowadays, I guess.
What does the Deluxe Edition come with?
So basically, if you buy... This is the new shit that they do, is they do like this 3-day early access thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, we need to change the vocabulary for this. It's not 3-day early access. You're paying to play it on time, and you're paying to not play it 3 days late. And so here's the reality. So you have the standard edition, and you have a quest that you don't even get unless you pre-order the game. So you have to tell them, hey, I want to give you money for a game you've never even fucking shown gameplay for.
Yeah, they've only shown cinematics.
This is cinematic. Like, how the fuck am I supposed to know that it's going to be good? No, I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it for sure, right? Because, like, this is the thing, is I feel like I'm kind of like Jesus, right? And
So
you think about it, right? I got you. I'm following.
Okay, so what's going to happen is I'm going to play the game, and I'm going to do it so other people don't have to. And so I will effectively waste my time if the game sucks, and then everybody can just watch me.
Dude, they gotta fucking hate you so much over there.
Who?
Ubisoft.
I know.
Gotta hate you so bad.
So here's the thing, right? Remember whenever Skull and Bones game that game came out? It was like the first game. Quadruple A games. Yeah, and it was. And so basically, the game comes out, and I had a sponsor for it, and I was like, because I made a video about how the game's bad and it's got like a million views. So like, do they still want to pay me to play it? Like, I don't, right? And then they came back, told me, they said, yeah, it's fine. I'm like, what the fuck? And I ended up not doing it. But I don't think Ubisoft even gives a fuck. I actually don't think so. I feel like they are just trying to make their money and trying to get people to sign up for their bullshit service.
No, it's crazy. Yeah. No, I was telling y'all before the podcast started, I was playing Monopoly with Foosley Miz and Kay Katamina.
Yeah.
And one of them didn't have the game. And she was like, guys, I don't know how to download the launcher without paying for Assassin's Creed. Because it was trying to make her buy it
working
on the website.
As intended. Yep, there it is. And that's the thing. Is it's like, oops, I just had to spend $70 to download a free game. Ooh, wow. How long did it take her to do it?
It probably took us about 45 minutes to start playing.
Oh. Okay. That's ridiculous.
And this is like a team effort, right?
Yeah, no, we were all like Googling and like I was trying to look stuff up. I was like, I found this like Steam support page. I was like, oh, Ubisoft, here's how you like get it to launch. Link redacted. They fucking deleted the link.
Course,
it was
right.
like a one-year-old post. I was like, what the hell?
Well, that seems typical. The only way you can figure out how to use Ubisoft is on Steam.
So is the extra $60 just for early not being late access?
So it gives you an extra quest. You get a season pass. That's right. There's a season pass
fuck that.
For a single player
game.
They
don't give you, like, because back in my day, you get the digital deluxe, you get like some like physical merch. Like when you pre-ordered Fallout 4, you got a Pip-Boy. I pre-ordered the deluxe edition.
Yeah, but wasn't that like a piece of shit though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I liked it.
But it's kind of cool.
It's for the
it's like yeah. little fun.
It's something. Yeah.
And
right?
then when you pre-ordered Elder Scrolls Oblivion 4, you got an Imperial Septum. Which I still have. It's dope as shit. It's a good ass game. Back when Bethesda didn't suck.
I don't know about that. I think that's before people realize that it sucked.
I love that. There's still some of my favorite games I ever played.
At what point do you think Bethesda started sucking?
Fallout 4?
They never did. They never started because they were always bad.
Nah, that's cap.
It was always bad. That's the games were always bad. Like, even if I go and I look at Skyrim, here's the reality. Skyrim came out in 2011. Dark Souls 1 came out in 2012. Like, in 1 year, Dark Souls 1 is so far above. If you go back and you look at the combat in Skyrim, that shit is a joke. That is bad.
But the story was Souls amazing 1. For Skyrim.
But Stealth Archer.
Yes, Stealth Archer is what I'm playing too. It's so good. It was good in a jank way. The Thieves Guild quests were some of the best. Dark Brotherhood was so fucking good. The Fighters Guild, the Mages Guild.
Terrified me.
Dude, I've played through that game so many times. I've never killed Alduin. I never did it. I only did the side quests. Because when you beat a main story quest, it's sad.
It is.
Because then it's like, and the worst thing is you kill Alduin and the dragons are still there, from what I've heard. So I was like, what's the point?
And it's true.
Yeah, what the fuck's the point? Thieves Guild was the shit. When you get the Nightingale armor at the end of it, super OP. And same thing with, Morrowind Scrolls 2. When you got the Boots of Springhill Jack, and you can just press the A button, launch yourself into space, and then you'll die when you hit the ground because you jump too high.
I cannot get into those games. I played Starfield. Like, I actually thought that I hated video games after I played Starfield.
Yeah, no,
yeah, I did. I gaslighted myself into thinking I hated video games.
I didn't play it either.
Yeah.
It was bad.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Yep. I'm back from the future yet again to tell you about our podcast sponsor, Cash App, the financial app of the future. That's right. You can now get 4.5% interest on your savings balance when you direct deposit $300 or more in paychecks a month into Cash App. Do you understand what this means, Jay? Jay? Just nod yes or no. Anything. Give me anything, Jay!
Cash App.
Looks like Jay is so shocked he's completely frozen. But with Cash App's 4.5% interest on his savings, he's still earning money anyways. He doesn't have to do anything with his time, and neither do you. Just by letting time pass by, you make money by making money. It's so simple that it's crazy. Get paid just by getting paid. Download Cash App on the App Store or Google Play Store right now for free. Scan the QR code on the screen or click the link in the description. Thanks, Cash App, for sponsoring our podcast. Freeze time! Resume time! Future! Cash App!
So then, did you enjoy Breath of the Wild?
I only played like maybe a tiny little bit of it. I didn't play it that much.
I liked it too. I finished it.
Yeah, I loved the whole thing.
Did you play Tears of the Kingdom?
I haven't.
It's so good. If you love Breath of the Wild, you finished Tears of the Kingdom?
Also, fun fact, I never beat Ganon in Breath of the Wild because I just beat all the side quests. But I watched people in AGDQ do it.
Okay. Because you could beat Ganon in like 5 minutes if you've done all the side quests.
No, I thought Tears of the Kingdom was ass, so I just didn't play it.
Why?
It's too much bullshit.
Why?
Because you got to build shit. I just want to play the game.
Too much work.
Oh, yeah. That's way too much work. I forgot about that. I watched Clint Stevens try to build like a fucking thing to like move. And I was like, man, I don't want to play this fucking
I know people Minecraft loved it, shit. But I have PTSD from another my favorite video game franchise of all time, which is Banjo-Kazooie. And they made this game called Nuts and Bolts. And essentially Nuts and Bolts is Tears of the Kingdom because it was just Banjo-Kazooie, but now it's Legos. And I'm just like, what's the point? So I quit immediately.
Okay.
Yeah.
Understandable.
If you like it, that's okay, though. You must like Legos.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, like, I really like Tears of the Kingdom because I thought what they were doing with the whole building stuff was pretty cool and innovative, and you could really solve puzzles any way you wanted, similar to Breath of the Wild. But the story for Tears of the Kingdom, I was just on the floor in the fetal position sobbing.
Was it actually that good?
Damn. I'm not saying shit.
But it also made me really sad because then I would go on Twitter and then I would see people build creation. They fuck with the Koroks. And that would break my
somebody
heart.
Would build like a they would build like a bomber plane and then just like drive over or like fly over them and just blow them up.
that made me
want to play the game.
Yeah.
It was so good. People made like a giant robot with a this podcast? With like a flaming penis that would just keep like
The fire
spinning.
Dick. Yeah.
The
I
fire
saw that.
Dick. It was weird, but it was also great. Like I said, innovation within video games.
Yay.
Well, it gives people the opportunity to be creative, you know? And I liked it a lot. Like, I will eventually play it. The reason why I haven't is, like, the Switch is on the other side of my room, and I just don't want to go over there. And, like, I haven't really, like, I bought my Nintendo Switch, and I never really played anything on it. I just don't really use I'm just always on PC. The only reason I play PlayStation, like, I played Stellar Blade. Did any of you guys play Stellar Blade?
Yeah.
No, it's on my list,
Oh, you actually
games
played
are
it.
Awesome.
Yeah, I started the actual game. It's good. Yeah. I haven't gotten that far in it, though.
Yeah, it's good. I would say, like, I'm glad that now people are kind of starting to be, like, able to make, like, Souls-like games that don't suck. Like, because for such a long time, every new Dark Souls game, I would play it, and it would be fucking garbage. And, like, now they're actually coming out with some pretty good ones.
Is Stellar Blade a Souls-like?
Kind of, in a lot of ways, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got, like, the same type of action combat, iframe dodging, general gameplay.
Because I heard, well, I know there was the whole Stellar Blade censorship-ass controversy or whatever. Which I was kind of, like, in and out of that, but my favorite game kind of got dragged into the conversation, which made me want to just burn down Twitter or something.
What is your favorite game?
Bayonetta.
Bayonetta
is my favorite game of all time because I fucking love her. She's hot. Bayonetta's fucking hot. And so I saw a lot of people drawing like combinations there. So I was like, oh, is it like another like hack and slash like Devil May Cry type of thing? But if it's Souls like...
Well, it's kind of... I mean, it's a little bit of everything, right?
Okay, cool.
It's like kind of in the middle.
Bayonetta
had
the other drama where everybody was positive that the main character was a lesbian, right? That's the same game? They had a lesbian controversy?
Yeah. That was
So Bayonetta, I mean, it's like heavily implied.
But
and
she was married. She had a kid.
No.
Are you sure?
I saw that.
Oh,
too.
You're talking about. Okay, so Bayonetta 3.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
That will take me hours. That's an hour. That's like hours and hours and hours long conversation because Bayonetta 3, what they did was they opened up the multiverse where they're like, okay, there's all these different Bayonettas, which I was like, this is cool. Japanese, Chinese Bayonetta. There was like Egyptian Bayonetta. Yeah. And in a lot of these different, like Egyptian Bayonetta was gay. She was all up in Jean. She was just gay. But then for the quote unquote like main Bayonetta, they made her canon with Luca, who's the male protagonist. People were pissed. They're like, how dare you retcon my Bayonetta? And it's like, guys, it's multiverses. Like, there's different universes. So don't worry. She's gay in most of them. But then in this one, she is straight. And it's like, you know what? We love a queen who does both. We love a queen who does both.
That is so dumb. Like, people get so mad. It's not even fucking real.
Yep.
It's crazy. Yeah. Like, I could see, like, a little conversation about it. But the fact that like people make like Twitter accounts,
yeah,
and they're
tech
like,
tone, yeah,
yeah,
bro. Imagine getting mad over that.
I don't get mad at what a kid's sexuality is. I get upset when somebody says they're this sexuality, and if you like them, you're fucked up. No.
That's the same thing.
I still think Bayonetta is hot as fuck, whether she's straight or lesbian. I don't care. It's an anime character.
It's a cartoon.
True. You're not going to tell me that I'm wrong for liking how a quote-unquote lesbian in your mind looks. I don't care.
I'd die
Who
for her.
Who said that, though? Do people actually...
Oh my God, you didn't say? It was like 20,000 upvotes, 30,000 upvotes.
You were posting with like Genshin characters or something.
Yeah,
right?
I know the Robin thing, but you were being like, I'm going to frick Robin. Yep. It's like, that's a little different than being like, I like how it looks.
So this girl, basically there was this girl in Honkai Star Rail that was like, everybody in the community, and by everybody, I mean the top 10% of most mentally ill Twitter users in the community, decided that she was a lesbian based off of some color pattern on her face. Mm. And so basically she couldn't sing for a festival in the game. Mm. And Tectone said that the reason why she couldn't sing was because she was sucking so much dick. And
you're a little shitster.
And this really, just kind of... No,
because here's the thing. Extreme people like this... Yeah. You can only deal with them by being extreme bad.
That's right.
It is true.
So I had to. And then I made a Twitter post, which I'm not sure if you guys saw. They got 10,000 likes yesterday because I met Robin in real life.
Wow. Yeah. I did see that. Yeah.
It's a good ass photo. It's dope. Wow. That made them very upset. It made them really upset.
Now it's even worse.
Yeah, but it's been great.
Damn. I just feel like you have to be equal with thirst trapping across the internet. If you're thirst trapping over a guy or thirst trapping over a girl, it's just like, let everyone just be degenerate equally.
Yeah, hell yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah, whoever complained about that? It's like, as a guy, it's like, of course I want my guy to be like a fucking massive dude that's ripped, you know, exactly. Yep. Like, yeah, and he's going to have hair too. Imagine that. Yeah, it's exactly how I'd want it to be.
I do understand the need of representation in video games. I do. Because absolutely. I will admit, when I play a game and I can't be bald, it makes me really upset.
So is that why you're so mad playing gacha games all the time?
Yes.
Because like the only time
there's bald.
If there's a bald character in the game, that's the enemy.
Straight up.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, so I'm the bad guy.
Is there any gacha character that's bald in any
there
game?
Are
now?
No.
Nope.
There are no fat or bald characters.
Yep.
Like you can see in a trailer, it's like if you see a fat one, oh, you have to kill him.
You know what the closest thing to representation I have?
What?
Gragas from League of Legends.
But he's got so much hair. I mean, he's balding.
He's in certain skins, he's bald. Yeah, I can grow his hair
too,
but
it'd be
nasty as fuck.
But at least in anime, you get more representation. Saitama, yep, that one dude in Bleach.
Mm-hmm. You got it? Come on.
Yeah.
There's got to be more. There's got to be another baldy.
There's...
Oh, Jet from Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's good. He's got the mutton chops going on, though.
I actually am curious. What are your top video games of all time? If you were to give me five. Because I want to give you a recommendation, but I'm not sure if you've played it already.
Ooh, top video games of all time? That's where I'm all over the place.
Because you've been in this video game. When did you start video gaming?
Bro, I learned how to read off of Ocarina of Time.
I learned how to read off of Pokemon.
Right? Yeah. Right? So I'm like going through. I show up at like preschool and I'm like, do you guys know about the Deku Tree? They're like, what the fuck is this kid? No.
Did you have the game guide?
Yes, that's how I learned. That's how I learned to read from like the game guide because my ass was too stupid. I'm still stupid like trying to get through games now. So like when I was like 3 or 4, my uncle had like the Nintendo 64 and I had to put the Nintendo 64 controller like between my knees because it was so big.
Yeah.
And so I would have to play like this. And then I didn't know until I was maybe like 6 or 7 that you could get past Kokiri Forest. Ocarina of Time.
Stop.
I would collect 99 rupees and then I'd restart the game.
That's insane. Out of curiosity, how did you hold the Nintendo 64 remote? Where did you go like this or did you go like this or did you go like this?
Well, once
why the fuck did it have three of them?
Well, once I was, old enough and I had bigger hands to like hold it, I think I was right in middle.
Yeah.
And
I think I was right in middle as well.
Here, the only exception was like when you're playing Pokemon Stadium and then all of a sudden you're over here with the minigames going. Yeah.
Dude, the minigames for Pokemon Stadium were so good.
So good.
Like the Magikarp junk and the Lickitung buffet eat. That was so much fun.
So good. And the Clefairy memory game. Did you guys play Pokemon Stadium at all?
I mean, I remember I had it. I didn't really play it a whole lot.
I played the fuck out
like,
of it.
Like, I did do the same thing though. Like, I remember my mom, she bought me a strategy guide for Secret of Mana and it was like a 200-page book. Oh, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. What do I do in the game? She's like, read the book. And I'm like, well, I don't know how to read. She's like, well, you better find out. You better learn how to read. You're not going to know how to do the game.
Oh.
And that's how I learned how to read, too.
So, number five, yeah. Okay. Best video game of all time for you.
Okay. I have to just chuck them. It's in kind of no order. So, I'd still say Bayonetta is at the top. And I'm going to say Bayonetta 1, 2, 3. So, that's just one.
Yep.
Majora's Mask is actually.
Is that your favorite Zelda of all time?
It wins over nostalgia because I'd say that right now Breath of the Wild feels really good, but Majora's Mask just has like that good nostalgia feel with so many side quests that my ADD brain is like, yeah, I'm gonna go find another freaking mask.
Dude,
I have to go track this Keaton guy down. All right, let's go.
Got every mask. Never saw Fierce Deity.
It's scary. Majora's was terrifying with the Big Moon. Harvest Moon was my shit.
Super good.
Harvest Moon was my shit.
I have a great recommendation for you if you haven't played this game yet. I'm curious what's on your top five.
I'm just excited. Okay, I'd say Harvest Moon DS is probably my favorite because it was back to nature but better controls.
You liked Harvest Moon over Stardew Valley?
Stardew Valley it hit on all of the quality of life changes that you really needed for a lot of the Harvest Moon games because a lot of the Harvest Moon games, like, they were Japanese made. And if you've ever played, like, you know, American RPG compared to a JRPG, JRPG for Persona, like Final Fantasy, you're clocking in hours compared to, I feel like, Western RPGs where it's maybe that 40 to 60 hour range. So I'd say, yeah. So sure, let's throw Stardew Valley on that list. And then, oh my gosh. Trying to think of like what's really freaking good because I just kind of flip back and forth.
Yeah.
Do you ever play Monster Rancher on like PlayStation?
No, I was always recommended it. I heard it was super good.
I remember seeing commercials for it. I never played that.
Yeah. It's a good game. It's kind of like a creature keeper type thing and then you just force things to fight. I like Pokemon, but I feel like I kind of like Monster Rancher more.
Yeah.
I think that was about five.
Okay. So you like farming simulators.
I do.
Have you played the greatest farming simulator of all time? Viva Pinata Trouble in Paradise.
Yes!
It's so good. It's so fucking good.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Oh my God.
The best.
Oh, I'm going to add Bugsnax to my list.
Bugsnax too. Bugsnax.
Have you ever played Bugsnax or Viva Pinata?
No.
I'm glad that we're on this side of the couch.
Yeah, we know.
This is a good side of the couch.
Oh, bro, Bugsnax. I can't wait for the second part. Apparently that's coming. Second part of Bugsnax. Viva Pinata is dead as fuck, which pisses me off.
Viva Pinata is
dead. It is the best farming simulator ever made, and there's no other game that's like it, and it's so frustrating.
Yeah.
Do we just only like depressing games or what?
Yeah.
Speaking of depressing games, I feel like this is the perfect time to ask, how did you get into League esports and doing casting and all that stuff?
Oh, it was easy. I hated myself and I hated my life. So no, I just, like, I was drawn
no,
to
but
League.
Like, actually, but like actually, I mean, yes, but actually how?
Yeah. So I got into League of Legends, I think like around the same time as a lot of other people, which was kind of in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I joined
season?
In. I think it was at the end of season one, beginning of season two, because Ahri had just kind of came out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I fell in love with League of Legends. I was addicted. I got addicted to League of Legends. I played through. In high school, I was just a sad, depressed, little pathetic teenager.
Mm-hmm.
So I found out what esports was. I went to like season two world playoffs at LA Live for League of Legends.
Yeah.
I fell in love with it. I'm like, oh my God, I need to work in esports. I don't care what the hell I do. I'll be a fucking janitor cleaning the bathroom stalls in Riot. Like I want to work in esports. And so I went to college in Los Angeles because I knew that that's where esports was.
Right.
I started like my own club. I started volunteering at like a bunch of local kind of like esports orgs. I did High School Star League. I did Collegiate Star League. I ran like LANs and all this stuff.
Were you like playing in them or just like doing like the organizing and stuff?
I don't know, girl. I suck. I suck at League of Legends.
Wait, do you play ranked?
I'll say this. My highest ranking was plat one and I failed my diamond promos five times.
Hey, that's better than like 95% of people.
I agree.
Better than Forsen and Soda Poppin.
Mm-hmm. It was rough.
That's not saying much.
I mean, they've been playing all day. It's like sad.
I've been watching them though. but then it was mainly production. So I was doing a lot of behind the scenes work. And when it came to kind of like hosting or casting, I just kind of like fell in front of it by accident because from our staff, we were a team of like 18 to 24 year olds was probably the oldest that we had. We were all just like college kids just underbidding every single esports production company because we didn't pay ourselves. So we're like, we'll do it for fun. So of course we didn't have money for talent. Are you kidding me? So they're just like, Ovely, just go up there and read the raffle numbers. Just introduce the stuff. And I'm like, bet, I got it. And then from there, I hopped over to Yahoo Esports, where I got an internship doing like LCS coverage. And then Yahoo died, RIP. And then Riot picked me up. And Riot's like, hey, you want to do League of Legends interviews? I'm like, I thought this wasn't going to happen until I was like 30 or 40. I'm still in college right now. Okay. And so, yeah, I just hopped into it. And I absolutely loved my time with the LCS. It was so much fun. I loved all the players. I loved the community.
How was working with the community, like, what was that, 10 years ago, 8 years ago?
Dear God.
Versus now? Is it way different?
So, I mean, I made my, I guess, quote unquote, debut where I jumped in 2017, officially 2018, when I was still in college. And that's back when the League of Legends community was still college aged.
Yep.
So now we've seen like this huge drop off with League of Legends, as I'm sure you've seen, where everyone is older and maybe popping out children, so they don't have the time to play League of Legends anymore. So the community, yes, it's gotten a little bit more hardcore with just people who are like, I need to see the analysis. Like, I've dedicated the past 10 years of my life to this, so I take this very seriously. So I would say that it's not as fun anymore. We've seen a lot of like League of Legends content creators kind of like pull out, maybe go to Valorant, go to different types of games. And then the community itself has just kind of like shrunk. So I'd say that's probably the biggest difference. Is that kind of like what you've experienced too?
Yeah, I feel it. Well, I mean, I personally don't know anyone who's popping out kids, but I feel like most of the League people I know just kind of got burnt out on it. And then they kind of feel the same way where it's like the community is just not there anymore.
I just don't get burnt off League. I've just always played it my whole life.
It's because you play normal, so you can be happy.
I just play fun. I just play for fun. I don't give a fuck about ranked.
He doesn't really play League of Legends then.
Well, no, I mean, I did. But then I'm just like, eh, who cares? I just like talking to my friends, play the game, is what it is. If I win, I win. If I don't, I'll call somebody a slur and move on. That's pretty much it.
That's the quota.
Yeah, you know, you got to rip one of those every now and then.
Have you been chat restricted before, Techie?
Yeah, just a couple. Not that much. Legitimately, really not that much. Just like twice in like 10 years of League.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
I know.
Not as bad. But like, I was super excited to see like you and then Double Lift and then Pobe and Boxbox all in like the AT&T.
Oh yeah, we all did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun. I mean, it's cool seeing like Boxbox, for example, is just good at every game. It's crazy. And then Double Lift.
Ridiculous.
It's just like, I didn't know he was a master Street Fighter player. Like, what the hell?
Dude, I shoutcasted a tournament that he was in. Like 2 days ago for a gacha game. Played the game for like 2 days, obliterated everybody.
What was the game?
Solo leveling.
Oh, they made the game of that.
Yeah, he shit on everybody, bro. He's so cool.
Damn.
Oh, gosh.
I told him I was a big fan. He said, I don't know who you are. It was awesome.
That's so him. Bro, he, during a, I don't remember which day it was. Oh, it was during the League round of the AT&T Annihilator Cup. He was like coming to my stream and like spying on me. And I was like, kind of like shitting on him. And I was like, you have no content. And like, we were like talking back and forth. And he was like, all right, I'm going to go watch a good stream now. And just left. Oh my, but I love bantering with him. Like, and so it was best of ones for these League games, right? And he asked for a remake because his jungler forgot to take Smite, which is, he said it was because of the app. And I was like, whatever, dude.
Yeah.
But we let him remake because they already left, so like nothing we can do. Mm. And then we play the actual game. I fucking first blooded him like 4 minutes in, and I type remake ? And all that. He was so fucking
if
mad.
If it makes you feel any better, we totally called that out on the host and caster side.
Really? I didn't know that.
We lit them the fuck up.
I was having so much fun. Like, I was, like, laughing with my team, making jokes. We didn't win that game, but I know Doublelift was just, like, he was playing fucking StarCraft on his side of the thing. Like, he was micromanaging all of his teammates. But, I mean, they won, so.
He was trying really hard.
You know who else was trying really hard? Kai sat out on Elden Ring for 1,701 deaths and 166 hours of gameplay.
I'm impressed.
I'm not.
I really am. I'm fucking impressed. Yeah, he sat through and he did the entire fucking thing. And that was his first Dark Souls game. He doesn't really play any other fucking games.
Yeah, I love that. I like more when, you know, someone dies 1,000 times, but they actually beat it and didn't give up than someone who dies like 50 times. It's like, okay, good for you.
I mean, can I tell you why that's bullshit? When people say, oh, it's your first Dark Souls game, so it's pretty good. Okay, all right, sure. Hypothetically, it's your first Dark Souls game. But after you play for 120 hours and it takes you 300 attempts on Millennia.
It was more than that.
I'm just saying, Millennia probably just killed herself from boredom rather than him beating the damn boss. But I have a hot take. I think Kai's actually way better than he let on. And I think he was dying intentionally for views.
Really? Ooh. Why is that?
Well, because first of all, if I had 250,000 people watching me on Millennia, I would kill myself too.
Right.
Hit a 3-minute ad. Because there was this one moment where I wasn't sure. Because I'm a bitter, paranoid man.
Right, yeah.
Millennia, he dodges every waterfowl dance I've ever seen flawlessly. But then he had the boss at one hit. Waterfowl, he rolls into it.
Yeah.
When all he had to do was roll back. And I'm like, nah, there's no fucking way. There's no way.
I've choked on so many stupid things like that.
I feel like it's normal. You see them at One Health and monkey brains like, I gotta go in and hit him. Oh my God. Yeah, it's like the gamer brain.
That's quite a compliment though.
It was the best playthrough I've ever seen. It was so much fun from start to finish. It made me so angry. It made me so happy. It was perfect.
I love how hard he went on decorating his entire room. I think he did that for that. And what was the game right before?
Ghost of Tsushima.
It was Tsushima.
What about Red Dead?
It was before that.
Oh, it was before before?
I think so. Yeah, he did Tsushima. And that was great. Like, he came out with, like, the samurai get up and everything.
Pulls out the sword, yeah.
The next in that lineup be, like, maybe cyberpunk for him. He could do, like, a cyberpunk-themed room.
I need to finish that game.
Oh, that'd be good.
Fuck, that game is so good. It's criminally underrated,
maybe
dude.
Maybe he'll play, like, Sekiro or something.
Oh, God.
That would be sick.
Oh, he'd be fucking crazy.
He could. No, he's just not.
You think he can't do it?
People say that, but...
Melania with no armor on. He's going to be able to do it. It's a fucking video game.
Okay, it's programmed to lose.
Yeah, it's designed that you can beat it to the end.
Oh, he beat Melania with no armor on, but he had so much HP. It's pretty much like he had armor on.
No, he didn't.
Dude, he could take a hit from Melania. That means
anybody could take a hit.
Yeah, but he had. Did you see how much HP he had? And he was using the top meta build. He had the dual katanas, the enchanted. It's the sword that you get from the dead samurai and the
rivers
and
of blood.
No, the other one,
Moonlight katana.
The really long one. Sephiroth sword.
Oh, okay.
Whatever the fuck that one is. I don't know, man.
Bro, it was crazy to me that Techie's a build nitpicker when you're like, Butterfly was so easy. I did it in one try, and she was like glitched in the corner.
I did it twice.
Here's also the thing is that like you talking about this, but also like you're behind the times, man. They nerfed the shit out of those weapons like literally a year ago.
Okay, well when I like, used it, everybody said it was OP and he was using the same build as me.
I know because that was like a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's my point.
Yeah.
People say every build is OP. That's the good thing about a game like that is that like you play the first half of the game and it's hard and then the second half is a joke because you're good at making a build and you just destroy everything.
Yeah, I just feel like if you play Elden Ring and you get above level 1, then I feel like you just haven't beat the game.
So you didn't beat the game.
None of us did, to be honest. Yeah.
Well,
only
Kari's
like 3 people
that.
Have truly beat the game. But yeah, there's a big difference between Millennia and fucking Owl 2. That fight is a bitch.
I think Millennia is way harder.
I don't think so.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, no, because you can outscale Millennia. You can't outscale Al.
It's not that
Millennia
hard, man.
So
he does like 5 attacks.
I beat him too. Listen, I beat him too. Yeah. Those are 5. Have you played Sekiro? Yeah, that's a bitch. I still need to go back and beat that. But dude, I tried. I opened it up.
Oh yeah. Remember what was like 3 weeks ago whenever you said next time that we do the podcast, you're going to be done with the game. Remember that?
Oh, remember that? Yeah, I forgot about that.
It blue screened my PC and it does not let me open it.
Oh, God.
I have video footage. I have tried. I am trying to open it up. I have 11 outdated drivers. So
you know what that means? You lost to the game. Yeah.
I did lose.
If only OTK had some sort of, you know, PC branch or something that could maybe get you a new computer so you could, you know, finish the game.
Or just a guy can come over and update my drivers.
Yeah.
That would be great. My PC works great. I love StarForge PCs. They're my favorite.
Just download NVIDIA GeForce Experience and click the green button.
Thank you.
Just click the green button. It's really not that hard.
All right, I'll do it.
I had to do it myself. It was awful. But you'll get
so
through it.
Sorry.
Yeah. I was happy to see how well Kai did. I really was. I was so happy. Because like whenever I heard that he was going to do Elden Ring, I was like, fuck. You know, I don't know if he's really going to beat the game, right? Is beating the game like kill like 2 or 3 bosses? But he did the entire fucking thing. I was really impressed. I was happy.
Yeah. I think I was most impressed with his, what's the very first boss? Big gold guy on a horse.
Tree Sentinel.
Man. He beat the fuck out of that. He didn't give up.
He didn't outscale it.
He just went in there and just said, fuck it. I'm going to do it. W's in the chat.
Yep.
Slammed it. Lost his mind. I've never seen Kai in a state like that. Just pure brain off.
Also, imagine from his perspective, he's never played a game like this. This is the first fucking thing.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yep.
You know, I'm going to be locked in here for 6 months.
Yep. Oh, man, what a great fucking stream, dude.
Yeah. No, I feel like watching those games is like always so fun. And like whenever I watch them and I see somebody doing worse than me, I'm always like, yeah, of course you are.
Yeah.
Of course you are. Yep.
Well, even when we were doing Pixel Pitch and they showed you that new Souls-like game that was like still in development.
What, Black Myth Wukong?
No, I wish.
Yeah.
No, it was another game.
Oh, okay.
It's a small game.
Indie game, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He was like, oh, it's okay. You won't get past this guy. Yeah. He gets past the guy.
Yeah.
He's like, well, you're not going to get past this guy. And he takes him like almost down to one HP. I'm like, oh.
Dope.
Damn.
I could have done way better. So Soda would have beat it. I felt like a fucking idiot. I died. I was actually mad. I was mad for the rest of the show because of that.
Damn.
I was pissed. I was like, how did I lose to that? Like, what am I, stupid? It's just three abilities. I did it wrong.
I'm really excited. I'm totally going to self-promote for the expo for a second. But like, when I was looking through some of the different games from all the submissions and stuff, part of me was going like, okay, I could see Asmund playing this. Oh, yeah. I could see Soda playing this. So I'm like excited for when the shit does come out.
Oh, I want
to
see it.
So I could just funnel all the games to you and get like your thoughts, your feelings, opinions. Because I also know that the devs would eat that shit up too. Because everyone here has played so many freaking games. I feel like you would be able to just drop like, yeah, this feels good. But if you tightened up like either like the mechanics or kind of like phase one, phase two of this boss here, it would feel better in the long run. So.
I'm still in shock that crab game exists.
I want to play it.
That was fucking crazy. And it was called Another Crab's Treasure.
Yeah.
And I played this game and it was like straight up the end of the game or like towards the end of the game, you go into what is equivalent of Anor Londo. And it's like the size of Stormveil Castle in Elden Ring.
You're not trolling?
I'm not fucking with you. And there's like platforming challenges and everything. It is insane.
How good is it from like Souls games that you played? Like where would you put it?
I would say that Lies of P is much more expansive. There's more to it. So probably Lies of P might be a little bit better. But I think that for what this game is, it was developed by 11 or 13 people.
Yeah.
There is nobody who did a better job.
Damn.
It is crazy.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I was amazed.
By the way, I also have to ask, your shirt says the manga was better. So I do want to ask, what are your top five anime and manga?
Okay, here we go. Okay, so number one, it's Furikuri. Hands down, FLCL, my absolute favorite.
Amazing.
I bought a yellow Vespa. That was like my graduation present to myself from college. Mm. And I scooted around on that thing throughout LA. I've almost been killed multiple times. It is now sitting in my backyard unused because I can't put my dog on it. Big German Shepherd. So it goes, yes, Furikuri, and then it goes JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Which one?
Nice.
Part five is my favorite.
That's my favorite one too. It's so good.
Part five, it's because the Joe Bros carry it. Like the party aside. Mista is my absolute favorite. Then there's Mama Bucciarati. Yeah, Narancia, the goat. So those are the two. And then the third one gets a little weird. It's Panty Stocking Garter Belt.
It's great.
Oh, I like
super
that
good.
Favorite. Oh, yep. Coming back soon.
I haven't seen that shit in forever.
Yeah.
What the fuck? So good.
You ever seen that?
I'm surprised.
You've probably seen it, but you just don't know that it was it.
Yeah, it's like super kind iconic. Of a very unique art style.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Very degenerate show as well.
It was so the crew that made Evangelion. Uh-huh. They made Tengen Toppa Gurren Lagann. They basically, I think they were still with Gainax when they made Panty and Stocking. So they did Gainax, the same people who did Furikuri. It was their take on Western animation.
Okay.
So it's kind of like Powerpuff Girly-ish.
Okay.
But very different. It's fantastic.
And then they go giga anime whenever they get like super hot. The cutscenes are just ridiculous.
Up and down on poles.
Yeah. Oh, it is so graphic.
Oh my
I love
God.
It.
It's my favorite.
Yep.
So those are the top three. And then the top two can always kind of like, the bottom two, I should say, always flip around. So I love Barakamon. Barakamon's one of my favorite
ones. I've never heard of that. What is that?
Slice of Life. Dude is a calligraphy artist. He moves to like a rural island in Japan to like find himself. And then he's like going through with all these little towns, people. And
why do you
like
it that
kids.
Much? Because that sounds not my thing.
No, it's totally fine. Yeah. It's very heartwarming and it's something to just kind of like sit down with when you just want to feel something.
Okay.
Like, have you ever heard of your March Comes In Like a Lion?
Yeah, I heard of it.
Yeah, I watch that when I want to feel like shit about myself and cry.
Why do you watch Berserk or read Berserk?
It's too long, man. It's too long.
It's not that long, really? It's
Berserk. And here's the thing. I have respect for them. Berserk, One Piece, Bleach. Mm-hmm. One Piece is a fantastic manga and anime that I just will not watch.
You know what's crazy? I think you are so correct for not doing that. I'm current on One Piece, and I don't think it's worth to read all of it. It's too fucking long. And the time that you can read One Piece, you can read 35 other fucking shows and get a complete story out of it. So I fully support people who don't want to watch that show. Yeah. It's still good.
It is still good. And then my fifth is either, this is tough. It's tough. Because it's either there's Kiss Him, Not Me, and then there's Daka Ichi.
No idea.
You know
never
what?
Heard of it.
You know what? This isn't the place to get into the second one. So let's just say Kiss Him, Not Me.
Okay. You don't like Vinland Saga?
No. I mean, I never started it, actually.
You should watch it.
So I shouldn't say that I don't like it. I just have not started it
yet. I want to give you a recommendation. Have you seen Konosuba?
Yes.
You're not a fan?
I'm not a fan of the isekai.
That's totally life, fine.
But I understand that Konosuba is like a play, like a satire, I guess, absolutely. On the isekai life.
Yeah.
But Sword Art Online, I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
And then they wake up and they're like, but Asuna's still in there. And I'm like, okay, I'm out.
Yeah, dude, I want to give you a recommendation, but the shit you watch is so much different from the shit I watch.
Give me one.
Oh, no, like Vinland Saga, Berserk. I mean, shit. Blue Lock is also dope as shit. Record of Ragnarok. That manga is awesome. The anime is terrible. The manga is amazing. Yeah. Shit, what's some other shit? Code Geass is great.
Code Geass is, fantastic. Yeah.
What are your top five, Emmy?
My top five?
Yeah.
My favorite of all time is probably still Mob Psycho 100.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
And then, what the fuck else do I like?
It's so hard to remember.
Yeah, it's so hard to like off the top of your head.
I
like the original Fate series stuff.
Mm.
I like Full Metal Alchemist.
That's a good one.
I was really big on Devilman for a while.
Oh, yeah.
God, I hate that one.
It's so fucked up.
I hate it so much.
I like a lot of fucked up stuff. Like,
you do.
You never read, like, Poon Poon, right? That one's
no.
so, that one's so fucked up.
I'm too afraid, to be honest.
You would hate it, Techie.
Yeah.
You would hate it. It's about this, well, I don't know how to describe what it's about, but it's like this guy going through life and basically just, like, nothing goes right.
Nice.
But it's just like, he's very fixated on this girl named Aiko, who's like, he kind of like idealizes her, like, oh, like if I was with her, my
everything
life would
be
so much
right.
better.
Yeah.
And that's just like not how it turns
it just
out.
What, he like kills her or what?
No, but I mean, I don't want to say too much, I guess.
Okay. Sounds like it's not a happy ending is what you're saying.
No. Yeah. No.
So you like FMA. Did mm-hmm. you watch the original FMA anime?
I did start on it, and then I was like, because people were like, oh, Fullmetal Alchemist is so good, and I watched the original one, and it's weird because it's like the same story for a while, but they drag it out so much longer, and I was like, it's good, and then someone told me I was watching the wrong version, so then I switched to Brotherhood, and I was like, oh, okay.
If you have time, go back and watch the original FMA, and then watch the movie that they made to just like end the entire kind of like series. Mm-hmm. The original FMA anime is pretty good. It's nothing compared to Brotherhood because Brotherhood just is the full story and the completed story and it's way more fleshed out. Mm-hmm. But like the original FMA was actually pretty freaking
good.
That's
what I grew up watching that one.
Yeah.
That was mine. It was like that and Ghost in the Shell were my two favorites.
With Scarlett Johansson.
I mean, I never saw the movie. I never saw that. Yeah. Well, anytime I see an anime movie or like a real, like, I'm like, oh, this is going to be stupid. I'm not going to watch this. Like, I'll just pretend like it doesn't exist. It's like, I'm a Lord of the Rings fan. Mm-hmm. I like Lord of the Rings. So like, Rings of Power comes out, no problem. It's fan fiction. Who cares?
So, Avalee messaged me for the first time a couple weeks ago. And she has the same mental illness as all we do.
Yeah, what's that?
Because we love gacha games.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because you got really deep into AFK Journey.
I did.
But I'm curious, what are the games that got you your sickness for gacha games?
Oh my gosh.
Because mine was Summoner's War. That's what made me sick.
So here's the thing. I got pulled into gacha games before gacha games like existed.
So like Farmville.
In the sense, I did not have a credit card at that time. But what I did have access to was my allowance and the local Safeway where I purchased tons and tons of NX cash. So I don't know if you guys, Maple Story, everyone knows, but have you guys ever heard of Mabinogi?
Never.
No. It's just MapleStory was the original one. They started it all. Yep. Well, what's Mabinogi?
Mabinogi was another MMO that Nexon made, mainly Korea-based. But it was basically, they called it like your fantasy life MMO.
Isn't it crazy how they're still doing those garbage games even now? Like, they're making the same shit 20 years later.
But the thing is, people keep buying into it.
Mm-hmm,
they keep buying into it. So they're like, let's keep going. But in Mabinogi, they had like fashion gachas where the end game of Mabinogi, it wasn't like combat. It was a fucking fashion show. And if you didn't have the new items, like, you're a fucking loser. So
I love that.
That's what took all my money. But what I told him that I deleted, because it actually was eating away at my wallet, was Cookie Run Kingdom.
Yeah.
Damn.
Cookie Run Kingdom.
You can play.
No, I don't, but I'll play the shit out.
You know the new cookie, Stormbringer cookie?
Nope, because I fucking threw that thing into the ocean.
Yeah, I five-A'd her. I five-A'd her for like $2,000.
Jesus.
How much?
$2,000.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Here's crazy. Here's what's even crazier. I didn't even do it on stream. I did it for fun.
Wow. Yep. That's deep, man.
I got the cookie run
that's
sickness.
That's deep. That's bad. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Cookie run sickness. It's
see, like,
good.
I don't see how y'all could play that shit. Like, I'll play it just for, like, content or for, like, min-maxing to, like, figure out the game. But, like, I would never go and do that shit if the gameplay wasn't good. I don't know how y'all do this. Like, what's going on?
What's crazy is I'm not public about this, but I guess I'll just drop it now. I've stopped playing Cookie Run Kingdom.
Why?
Yep. Because.
Did you run out of money?
No. There's these things called time skippers, and I ran out.
Okay.
So now I actually have to play the game. So I've stopped until they fix that.
Really?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I miss my cookies a lot.
You can't just buy them.
I could, but at that point, I'm straight up just a pay piggy, and I refuse to be a pay piggy.
It sounds like you are already.
You just said you spent.
It's too late.
Yeah, but it's different because I wanted to do that.
Oh.
These ones would be like, oh, here we go. Time skipper, so I don't have to play the fucking game. You should just have it. It should just be, if you don't want to do it, just press the fucking skip button. Just fucking skip it. Fuck that.
No, I do remember that with Cookie Run Kingdom too.
Mm-hmm. I have like this weird thing that I do with games where like my goal whenever I play a game is to not have to play it.
Mm-hmm.
So like I like automating games and like figuring out ways to cheat in the game or make the game play itself. So, like, in Grand Blue Fantasy Relink, I've, like, leveled up all these characters, and they're, like, max AI, and they can clear any boss in the game. And I have, like, a click macro that I have with, like, another program, and I can just leave it on all day, all night, come back, and I'll have all my stuff. And then I do the same thing in Star Rail. I have a Necromancer in Diablo 4. Let's see, what other games am I doing this with?
Did you play Power World?
Yeah, I had Pal World. I had all that automated, and I had like an entire army of max rank Anubises that I had bred against each other to have the crafting bonuses. And then I had three separate bases that I would go to a separate area and then have them work all night long and then come back and have like 20 or 30,000 ore every single day. And I wasn't even playing, I was playing four games at a time. Never. It was great.
That's dope.
That's my goal.
So I want to just do a quick little shout about what I think is going to be the best gods game of 2024. Have you heard of Wuthering Waves?
I've seen it, I think, like pop up on, you know how TikTok has weird, it's real people going, oh man, I can't wait to play some Wuthering Waves. And then they're just kind of like eating cereal.
Yep.
So yes, I've heard of it in that sense.
So this game is, hopefully I'm playing it right now on twitch.tv/techtone while this video is posted, I hope to God, because I'm doing a thing where I'm streaming it until I just don't want to stream it anymore, like every fucking day and night. I have never been more excited for a game than I have been for Wuthering Waves. I've been waiting 3 years. 3 years. Been watching every dev update, and they just put up their first developer live stream. It was the worst thing I've ever seen ever.
I'm Googling it.
But it was okay. But it is essentially Genshin Impact mixed with, people say it's Elden Ring. People say it's Souls. Like, it's not. It's Devil May Cry combat. And I fucking love Devil May Cry. Yeah, it looks really fucking good. Asmund and Emmy don't like it because the characters don't look as good.
That's kind of what I said. Well, I just said if I'm going to get sucked into a game like that, I would like if the character designs were more like standout and memorable.
Let's be real.
Hey, let's pull up Kalchara. Can we get Kalchara put up on the screen, guys?
Let's be real. Number one is that Hoyoverse designs are the best. It's not even close, right?
It's fair.
But there are, in Wuthering Waves, what they have, and Hoyoverse doesn't have this, they have male characters in Wuthering Waves, which is crazy. Mm-hmm.
There's male characters in Genshin?
Yeah, but like...
Like three of them. Like
not really though, right? And so this is the thing,
there's
right?
There's Venti. He's
Venti
is a child.
Is he a child? I think he's a twink.
See, this is what I was talking about.
You see?
What's this?
What the fuck? Bro, who the fuck you think that is? That's the NPC from fucking Sumeru. Nah, she's dead, bro. Pull up Calcharo. C-A-L-C-H-A-R-R-O. You'll know. It looks like Sephiroth.
I'm from looking at, like, just images, I guess, that have popped up. These are,
Yeah, that's the those are the two kind of main NPC or two playable characters that guide the MC.
Here's the problem with Wuthering Waves. By the way, this guy looks like a fucking G.
Look at that fucking man.
There you go.
You know what he does?
Destroy my life.
Whatever the fuck he wants.
He star platinums an enemy stand with a lightning sword, and they fight together at the same fucking time. I know. It's so cool.
Okay, I'm in.
He's the fucking man.
Do you remember whenever the last closed beta came out and I got him?
Remember that? I didn't.
And you didn't get it? And then, like, you were mad, and then I did another one, and then I got another
copy. Another one.
That was crazy.
That was crazy.
That was so cool.
Is it like free spins?
I got it. I didn't have to spend money. It was free spins.
I really encourage you.
Yeah?
Because this would be great content for me. Okay? Can you just try for 1 week? You're not going to like what I'm about to say. Can you try to be free to play for 1 week?
Why?
Because I want you to see how much more fun it is to not spend money on these games.
Whoever said that I was having fun?
Okay.
Well, maybe you could start having fun.
Because for Wuthering Waves, this one's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's Genshin Impact, but there's actual gameplay. Insane.
Okay, so that's the problem. Mm-hmm. That's the fucking problem.
Okay.
Is that you have to understand that these games are meant for mentally ill middle schoolers.
Yep.
And they're stupid. They're so dumb. You read the Twitter posts, like it's going to be the same people playing Genshin. You know why Genshin's got a huge audience? It's because everybody that can, it's stupid, can play it. Yeah. Like this game's going to be hard. There's going to be like things you have to dodge. Oh, I have to move out of this at the right time. You think they can react to that? They're watching a TikTok on another phone.
Did you know they give an enemy boss fight the Kamehameha? And it's like instant. He goes like instant Kamehameha.
I haven't seen that one, no.
He even does the Devil May Cry, like slice the screen and then the screen shatters. Yeah. I'm like, oh my fucking God. The bosses look cooler than the playable characters. I cannot wait, bro. And then there's Hologram, which I'm excited to see you try Hologram. Because there's Hologram 6, which if you're free to play and you don't just wail out and you don't just get everything max, something chained. It's going to be such good content.
Link Chain, I think, yeah.
Yeah, Link Chain, like, it's going to be such good content. And I think that if you realize that if you don't get the character you want from the banner, you just don't get it, oh my God.
Well, I would just be pissed. Like, I mean, because it's like, it's not really a big deal.
But then if you do get the character...
Who gives a shit?
But no, because you will. Because then you realize if you don't get the character, you're going to be fucking miserable. And then you get it.
No, it's not a big deal. It's just worse. It takes longer.
That's what I thought. I was you, man. You were me from 3 years ago. Now I know when you play the games and you don't give the company anything and then you win against them by getting the character you want for free, oh my God.
I feel like being able to have a maxed out whale account and autoplay everything is just as entertaining.
That's
because not. People like watching that. They do. They'll tune in and then they'll get mad. Yeah, they'll get fucking mad. They're like, I couldn't do this for 3 weeks and he did it on autoplay.
But
that was it.
It's great for your chat because they're like, fuck you, bitch. You don't get shit. Have fun stuck here for 4 weeks. Oh my God.
Yeah, but then
I have to actually
farm and play the game too.
No, that's when you get slaves to play your account for you.
Okay, so like, let's get this straight. So you want me to not spend money but have slaves doing the work for me?
Yep.
I feel like that's basically the same thing. Pretty much the same thing,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but you're not giving the company money. You're giving slaves money. Or they do it for free.
Why are you paying them money?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Also, can we pull up Yin Lin from Wuthering Waves?
Oh, God.
She's so fun. Oh, my God. I really hope you play this game.
It's going to be too hard to pop off.
I'm telling you, he looks fucking dope. There's another character called Arrow or Alto that you'll really like. He's got white hair. He's got sunglasses. He's fucking got finger guns.
Give me a guy with just glasses and I'm on the floor.
Oh, yeah. show her Alto next. He looks so fucking cool. I mean, I love the character design. And then 4 new characters were announced yesterday that blow everything that's in the game out of the water. Oh, man, that's not a good photo of her. Yeah, you got to get one with bigger boobies, but that's okay. But
the hair is it for me, though.
Yeah, I love it. The color pouch, she's got two dots underneath her eyes, which is so adorable. Oh, man, I can't wait to play. I think it's going to fucking slam.
So where's your bald representation?
It's not there. the bad guys that you fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, the baldies. Bald unfortunately.
That's rough.
Yeah, this game is going head-to-head for Genshin in every single aspect.
Really?
They rewrote... The people didn't like the story, so they just rewrote the whole thing. Yep. Oh my gosh, she's so fine, bro.
Okay, she's got...
Yeah, she's so pretty, bro. And she's electric. She pales well with Calcharo. Yeah, the combat. And Genshin Impact, you have 6 buttons to press. And Wuthering Waves, you have 16 buttons that you can do.
See, this That's is what lot. I was telling you guys about. Like, there's no way anybody's going to be able to play
But the
this.
Thing is, one
it's
button,
too hard.
One button can do 6 different things depending on how you press it.
That's the problem.
That's crazy.
I think it's
like,
awesome.
Then, like, again, can a mentally ill 12-year-old play this?
If they spend enough money, yes, they can.
I think that that's going to upset them.
Good.
I think they're going to think they're not good enough.
I hope so. See, fuck them.
They're going to quit.
Ugh. See, I tie that back to almost like League of Legends. Like when Huey and Aphelios were out and they're like, okay, but Huey actually has 9 abilities. I'm like, I am never touching this fucking champion.
Yeah, same. Aphelios, I just ban him. Aphelios, why? I don't want
to
deal with him.
I used to play Aphelios.
Yeah, you would. That's fucked up. Now you play Cinder.
Yeah, I played Smolder for a bit.
Oh, Smolder, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's fun. Now I'm back to Jhin and Jinx, though, because they're broken.
I fucking hate Jhin, man. He has way too much damage.
He's so awesome.
I know. It's so
he's so
cool.
Awesome. He's my favorite male character of all time, still.
Jhin, your number one favorite ever? Mm-hmm. Mine's Dr. Mundo.
That's pretty good.
Who's your league main?
My league main?
Yeah, or your favorite character.
Oh, that's rough. Because, so I've got my two lanes, right? I've got my e-girl support and then e-woman support, all right? So the e-girl support, you're playing your Lux, you're playing your Soraka, right?
Okay.
E-woman support, you're fucking going in with the Nautilus and you're hooking bitches. You're nailing them to the fucking floor and saying, sit the fuck down!
Yep.
And then probably Thresh, because I named my dog Thresh.
That's a dope ass name.
He's my number one support.
Here's another question I always ask everybody that just I think it tells a lot about a person. If you could pick any superpower in the world, what would you pick? Mine's time stop.
Ooh, time stop is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I've thought about this a couple times because it's like reading minds would just get so hectic, and I don't really want to know what everyone is thinking about all the time. I think I would want to talk to animals. I think I would want to talk to animals.
What the fuck would a dog say?
Bark? That's what I'm nervous about, though.
Bark.
Because, like, if I go to my dog, I'm like, I love you. And he says, like, you just feed me. You are nothing to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would want to die.
Yeah. I think that's a curse.
Tough.
Yeah.
Well, because they're stupid. Like, you talk to a chicken. What do you think a chicken's thinking? It's not.
Cluck.
like a squirrel.
Where'd my babies go? No, yeah. Teleportation. I feel like teleportation
that's
would be pretty nice.
That's the worst one. That's such a bad power to pick. That's
really?
Just a horrible. That's a horrible take.
To be like, you know what? I feel like eating some good ramen and then boom.
Can I tell you why it's a horrible superpower? Because everybody says teleportation, they don't get it. Because you can already do that. Just take a plane.
It's not the same.
So,
it took me 3 hours to get here from LA.
Okay, so let me get this. So you pick a superpower that gives you convenience rather than gives you an ability that other people cannot do in the world.
I'm fast.
Yeah. But here's why teleportation sucks. What if you fuck up? You just die.
So I've thought this through. Okay? Mm-hmm. Because if you think about it, if you have like one location in your home where you could just kind of like set up this little thing and make sure that nothing can get in, it's just like a tube. That's your safe tube. And you can always teleport back to that one place and know that there's nothing there. And then you could, I don't know, make money transporting cargo and make money. So then in all these different places, you can have multiple tubes. So you just have tubes all around the world.
Are you familiar with Kurt Faulkner? Nightcrawler from X-Men.
Oh, yeah.
Kurt Faulkner. So the problem with Nightcrawler is if he teleports wrong and he goes into like a wall or a building, he just dies. So you gotta, I mean, people say, oh, I'll just teleport there, but what if there's a car going?
No game works that way.
Okay, but it's not a game though.
Well, I mean, it basically is. Like, we're talking about you can't teleport into a wall.
Why not?
Because it's like then it would just say path invalid.
But it doesn't.
It doesn't work.
I mean, I feel like, because it's always just like, okay, there's flying, there's like all of this
Flying's
other stuff.
Flying's also a mistake.
I want to be like Fat Gum from My Hero, where you could just eat, get chubby, take all of the damage, and then you just come out ripped at the end.
Yeah. I'm surprised because you watch JoJo's. You're on part five of JoJo's, and your power. I mean, you could have done erase time, stop time.
Yeah, but if you think about that, I'm thinking of all of that from a stand perspective. So that's like having a buddy. Like if I could just yell persona or something and have something peer like appear
you
behind
can have,
me,
you can have that.
I can just have, so if I say I want to have a persona,
yes.
I just get the entire inventory of personas?
Absolutely.
Then I want a fucking persona.
Then do that.
Okay, I want a
persona. Now, how do you want to summon it?
How does that work? How's what's a persona?
So what you do is you kill yourself, right?
Okay.
Okay, that's only in one of the games.
The best one. So you shoot yourself in the head, and then your persona comes out. They can do all sorts of crazy shit.
Okay.
That's in one of the persona games. In another one, they just
rip their mask off. It's an interesting TikTok challenge.
The TikTok? Oh, that one was crazy.
Wait,
that
wasn't.
You didn't see that?
What is that?
No, I just made it up.
Oh, no, there's this dude on TikTok and he was fucking around with a gun. He fucking killed himself.
Oh, yeah, he should. No, I don't think he killed himself. I think he's. Oh, yeah, he did. No, he did.
He killed himself.
Yeah.
He tried a persona and he fucked up. It was wild.
The persona didn't
come out. You shoot yourself and then what does it do?
It summons like a big fucking like monster behind you that nobody else can see unless they have a persona.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was everyone else's superpower if I'm
time stop.
The lame one? Time stop.
Yeah, Dio.
I don't remember what I said, but I probably said move as fast as I want because that would allow me to move and like go back in time as
well. What if you trip?
Oh.
What?
What if you trip?
Path invalid.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that I just said flying and techie. He was like, you don't actually want that.
You're gonna take a plane. Get
I thought you said that you wouldn't be able to sleep.
Huh?
That you wouldn't have to sleep.
Oh, did I say that? That's also one that I
think
I want.
So, yeah.
Well, I've like complained about how I fucking hate having to sleep, so.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to not have to sleep.
Who was your favorite JoJo stand?
Fuck. My favorite JoJo stand? I mean, like, one, Avdol's is pretty sick.
Yep. Magician's Red.
It's just a giant chicken.
Giant bird.
Giant chicken that's ripped. But no, I think it's still Sex Pistols from Mista.
Yeah, Sex Pistols is like, so good. Dude, the train fight with Sex Pistols was so intense.
It was really
Everybody's
good.
Rotting. He gets the bullets to get the ice cube. Oh, shit. Did Avdol break your heart? That fucked me up.
I wasn't ready for that. It was Avdol, and then I hated Iggy.
But not at the end, you didn't.
No, and then at the end, I'm like, fuck, I care about that dog.
Yeah. Man, what a good fucking show.
JoJo rips you. I will say, I still haven't finished season 6, though.
That's all right. It's the worst season.
Yeah.
I really don't like it.
The thing is, I know a lot of people say, oh, season 6 sucks because Jolene is a woman and we have a woman show star. And it's like, no. My thing, what really fucked it up for me was Netflix. Netflix fucked it up and I am so pissed because when part 5 was coming out, it was JoJo Friday. Every single Friday, we were sitting in front of Crunchyroll crashing the website and then watching what was happening to our Joe Bros next. But for Netflix, they're like, okay, cool. Here's like 6 or 10 episodes at a time.
I think that's stupid. Yeah. I like it whenever they space it out.
Yeah.
It's better.
So
with Has-Been Hotel, have you guys watched
Has-Been
Hotel?
I love Has-Been.
I love Has-Been.
What's your song?
That's tough.
Mine's Welcome Home. Or Stayed Gone.
Stayed Gone is good. Yeah. My favorite is either Loser Baby or You Didn't Know, which was the
in the
judge.
Yeah.
And with all the angels and
stuff. So fucking good.
But like, yeah, Has-Been Hotel. Have you watched Hell of a Boss?
Yes.
Super good. Hell of a Boss is so good too. Have you two watched Hell of a Boss as well?
And I just want to clarify, I don't hate Jolene because she's a woman. I think Jolene's great. Yeah. I think her stand power sucks. I don't like the string.
Just the thread.
You haven't got here yet, but I think the ending is the worst ending ever.
Well, I'm familiar with what the ending is because I was on the Stardust Crusaders Reddit, and then it's like, spoiler alert, and I just, for some reason, did not register that, and so I saw the meme.
Yeah, I really don't like when endings are non-endings, and it makes me very frustrated. But yeah, that's the reason why I didn't like part 6.
Yeah.
I just stopped watching it like halfway through part 4 because I knew that nothing would ever be better than part 1.
Part 5 is so fucking good.
Okay, so
I don't know.
No, but that's fair though because I've heard some people just like really like the whole Hamon vibe and then get bored when the stands come in.
I thought Stardust Crusaders was awesome. I loved it. I thought it was great. But like Jonathan Joestar like actually just squaring up with Dio 1-1, beating the fuck out of him. Like, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, the true, like, battle between good and evil.
That's what was so good to me.
I think part 5 would be your favorite. Because it really is one of those seasons where it's like, the more you look into it, the more you understand the references, the more you appreciate what they did. Yeah. And it is Jesus fights the Italian mafia. It is nice. So fucking cool. It's perfect.
Yeah, I will say part four tends to lose a lot of people on JoJo because like the beginning is just so slow yep. while you're going through, what's his name? Angelo or something. But once you get to the actual big bad that is Kira, oh my god, awesome. Yoshikage Kira is like one of the best anime villains of all time because he's just so fucking weird. He gets like a hard on for hands.
Yep, he jerks off of the Mona Lisa.
Nice.
It's great.
Awesome. Yeah, I love it. Plus he has like three different stands, which is nuts.
What the fuck?
Oh my god, yes. He has bites the dust, he has heart attack. And maybe it's just too. Oh no, he has this little fucking plant too.
It's the cat. Yeah. I mean, technically, it's not his. It is his stand. It was the fucking cat.
Yeah, it probably counts. I love it, man. You would love Yoshikage Kira.
All right, I'll have to keep going.
Yeah,
Because
I feel like if you just watch one episode of Part Five, and you realize who the main character is, you're gonna lose your fucking mind.
Okay.
Oh, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. I'm such a fucking dork, bro. It's so good. It's so good. We were talking about Hazbin Hotel.
Hazbin Hotel. So I've been following Hell of a Boss for a very long time. I've watched the Hazbin Hotel pilot, I think when it was first... I came a little bit late to the Hazbin Hotel pilot. I think I watched it like a year in or something. But I love Brandon Rogers, who's one of the writers on Hell of a Boss and also the main voice actor for Blitz. Oh, that show is just so fucking good straight into my veins. But they did a really great job where they were like, okay, three episodes, and then three episodes. Or maybe it was like four episodes at some part where it's like, you know, kind of like act one, act two, act three, big finale. That made so much more sense to me than just going like, okay, here's half of a season. Because there's no real pacing and people are just like, splurge! And they kind of ruin it. And it also kills the anime production staff. Like, poor fucking MAPPA, the animators just want to see their children not, you know, just like bleed over Jujutsu Kaisen. So that was my quick anime rant.
I like being able to watch it one episode at a time. That way it's like you can look forward to it. You can think about the next episode. I don't really like binge watching shows, really. Yeah. It's not really something I'm into. Like, watch like maybe one or two episodes and then stop and then think about it. And then it allows you to like appreciate it more, I think.
I just crush them.
Yeah?
I wait for the whole thing to come out, crush it.
Damn.
Oh my god, bro. Vinland in one sitting was nuts.
One sitting?
Yep. And the same thing with Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. I didn't even sleep in 26 hours. Just watched the whole thing. You know what's crazy? I didn't remember it, so I had to rewatch it.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like when you binge shows, because like, trust me, I've binge stuff Netflix second monitor when I'm not going to remember things. Like I did Suits. I did fucking Sex and the City for some reason. Mm-hmm. Don't watch that show. It's awful. It's great. It's awful. but like when it comes to a show that you really want to enjoy, like that has to be main monitor content.
Yeah. It's very hard for me to do that. I am always, I have to pull up my fucking fungus. I'm on Twitter so goddamn much these days because I got to see what dumb fucks are saying. I got to fight them. I got to bring them to Jesus. And so I always watch the shows with one phone and then I pull it up to where I can see the phone and the subtitles at the same time.
I feel like if I'm on my phone during a show, it's going to make the show worse. Yeah. And I think that I enjoy shows better than if I'm not on my phone watching at the same time. I feel
like there's always boring parts that I've kind of like gotten used to in the storytelling medium to where I know, okay, phone break. Like establishing shots.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, we're in a forest. Look at all this forest stuff. I don't fucking care. I get it. Okay, the monkeys are talking. I watch Planet of the Apes.
This is some fucking awesome, by the way. This is some like TikTok brain shit.
Oh, it is.
This
is crazy. You can feel the establishing shots. I hate them. I get why they're necessary, but they're just so drawn out. By the way, have we seen Planet of the Apes?
No.
Please watch it. One of the best series I've ever seen.
I bet what is it going to be? The apes are trying to do the monkey things?
Yep.
And then that's their man. I feel like I kind of already saw that like three times.
So James Franco.
What else can they do? They're monkeys.
No, it's so.
It's like a very small amount of things monkeys can really do.
The first one came out in like 2010 with James, or not the newest series of Planet of the Apes.
Yeah,
James Franco comes out. He's trying to make a cure for Alzheimer's for his dad because he's losing his memory. Tested on monkeys. Uh-oh. That gives them giga monkey brains.
Yeah.
Right? And then the same virus kills everybody. So the world slowly becomes overrun by apes. And then the first ape speaks. Oh my God, it was awesome. I watched all four of them. I saw all three, then I went to go see the fourth in the movies.
Jesus.
It was fucking amazing. Really, really, really good. And I usually hate film. I don't fuck with that, but Planet of the Apes is like one of my favorites. Or it's crazy recency bias.
Yeah.
It's one of the two, but I loved it, man. You should go peep that shit. It's good. Real good.
I don't know, man. Like, I haven't watched a movie in so long. I forgot even the last movie I even saw.
Did you watch Barbie?
No.
She was terrible. Fucking garbage,
it
bro.
It was so cute.
Oh my God. It was, but then, okay. I liked the first half of the movie. The first half was great. And then the second half, I did not enjoy at all.
I thought it was cute.
It was very agenda-y.
So I can understand where there were some of like the preachy-ish parts.
Yeah.
And there was definitely like, I'm like, okay, cool. It's not really hitting for me.
Yeah.
But I really liked what they did with like the Barbie dolls and kind of like all the different fucking references that they had to all the different types of Barbies. America Ferrera was like okay, but she was probably like my least favorite character of the whole Barbie
Which
stuff.
Which one was that?
She was the mom.
The mom? Oh, the really old lady?
No. America Ferrera, she played Ugly Betty.
She was the freaky one.
No. That's Kristen Wiig from SNL. You're thinking of the mom. I'm talking about just like the mom, the one who does the speech at the end.
Okay.
So yeah, I was like, okay, I understand where they're like getting preachy and all that stuff, but it's like, I'm just kind of fine with it because I don't know, maybe this is a controversial thing. Mm-hmm. If I see something, I could just move on from it. So like, I'll say this is my controversial movie.
I can't do that.
This is my controversial movie topic. That the one scene in Avengers Endgame, in the big final fight where everyone's fighting and stuff.
Yep.
And then they have all of the women Avengers, or I guess the women superheroes, kind of like have this one scene where they're all standing together. Do you not remember that part?
I don't remember that.
So there's a part where it's like fucking Gwyneth Paltrow, I don't know what her name is in the thing, but it's Gwyneth Paltrow, it's like Mantis. It's the Captain Marvel lady, basically like the lady Black Panther people. So it's like all the women in one shot. And it's maybe like 5 seconds of screen time where it's like all the women.
Yeah.
The internet went fucking crazy. They're like, this is cringe. I can't believe that you put this in this fucking movie.
Yeah.
But then like a minute earlier, they did the exact same thing with the guys. And I was like, I thought it was cute. I forgot that half of those characters existed. It was cute. But like, then you just move on from it.
I was very distracted that fight. And I want to go back to Barbie in a second. I was very distracted in that fight because the final fight for Endgame, it had a lot of parallels for the Joseph Joestar versus, what's the fuck's his name?
Cars?
Yeah, the Cars Joseph Joestar fight. I saw a lot of parallels between that. I'm like, is this a fucking JoJo reference?
Name one.
It was the one where like he summons the birds behind him. And then Cars does the same thing where he like summons birds and he turns them all into piranhas. And for a second there, I was like, this feels like where Cars was fighting Joseph when he was in the fucking airplane. It drove me nuts.
I can kind of see a little bit of that.
Yeah, I might just be crazy because I see JoJo's and everything because I'm a fucking dork. But
okay, but you were saying Barbie. I was saying, I could see where it got a little preachy, but I still thought it was cute.
I was literally, I've never been in the movie and thought, I looked around, I was like, should I leave? I mean, like, maybe they don't want me here. Should I go? Because, like, holy fuck, they're like, oh, yeah, Ken, fuck men. The women are better. And I'm like, all right, that's great.
I don't think that they were necessarily saying fuck men, though.
Okay.
I don't think that they were saying fuck men. I think that they were still saying, like, that men also had their own issues. You know, he went in, he's like, I thought the patriarchy was all about horses and stuff. Like, it wasn't a fuck men movie. And I know that a lot of people were saying, oh, Barbie is just saying fuck men. But it's like, no, it's just, this is going to be a woman's story compared.
It just, that's how it made me feel.
Do you not feel represented in today's media?
And just like, I just feel so marginalized because as a straight white man, I've had a very hard life. And, you know, I just feel like a little bit more representation of what my journey, my pain has been.
I'm so sorry. Do you want to watch The Godfather?
I would love to watch The Godfather. I've never seen it. I should watch that.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's always like movies and shows that have a message but don't really tell you what it is.
Like
things like Starship Troopers or like kind of like Helldivers where it's you have people that are like fucking fascists that are like, yes, this is my movie. And then you have people that hate people that are fascists. They're like, yes, I love this great satire on it. And they all like it. That's my favorite thing is never it tells a story and it tells people a message. And it can be completely misinterpreted. Sometimes the total opposite.
My favorite movie of all time has an ending like that. You ever seen the ending of Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
I've seen the movie. I don't remember the ending.
What the ending was.
I know. So this movie's like 50 years old. If you haven't seen it, it is what it is. So it's a story about King Arthur trying to find the Holy Grail. And then he finally gets to the castle to get the Holy Grail. Mm-hmm. And this is from medieval times. And then all of a sudden, the police show up from modern world in cars and arrest the whole crew. It's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. Do you know why that happened? They ran out of money.
Mm-hmm.
You're kidding.
No. They actually ran out of money to shoot the rest of the movie. And so they said, like, okay, we're going to end it with us all getting arrested and the movie's going to be over. And that was it.
That's like Not in lore that's like real shit.
Real shit.
Did they say what the ending real was supposed spiel? To be?
What? Maybe. I don't remember.
Yeah. I never knew that. That's yeah. so fucking funny. Yeah. It's one of my favorite endings. Huge battle. All right, wrap it up. Get on with it. Get on in here. Oh, fuck, it's so good, man.
It's like the end of Ava.
I've never seen that. Oh, the Evangelion? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good job, Shinji.
Good job.
What's your favorite movie ever?
That's a fucking hard one. Because like...
Oh, gut reaction.
A fucking hard one. I mean, the first thing that kind of comes to mind is anything Satoshi Kon. So like Perfect Blue, Tokyo Godfathers.
Okay.
Paprika.
Okay.
But also, fuck. No, I know what it is.
Yeah.
Thumbelina. Don Bluth in like fucking 19... Like it was maybe 1980s or 1990s. But it's like... It's not a Disney movie. It's about Thumbelina. And I swear to God, it's human trafficking.
Nice.
All what? Of these people. There's all of... So it's like... First, the fairy prince comes mm-hmm. and he sings to her and they're like, okay, we're going to get married because we're both the same size. It's like, sure, this makes sense. Mm-hmm. He takes off. He's like, I got to go get my mom and dad to approve this marriage. A frog breaks in and he's a Hispanic frog.
Okay.
This is important for some reason. Charo is in the movie. Charo is one of the other frogs and they kind of come in and they start singing and they kidnap her and they're like, listen, you're going to marry my son, the frog, and you're going to tour with us in our little band and everything. So they dip for a little bit. She leaves. She finds a sparrow and the sparrow's like, I'm going to help you find your fairy prince, but I'll be right back. He leaves her and then a beetle finds her and then the beetle's like, I'm going to take you up to my place. And then she becomes almost like a burlesque dancer for bugs. And then she gets kicked out of there. And then she gets basically sold by a field mouse to a mole who can't see. But he likes the song of her. He likes the sound of her singing voice. So she kind of gets sold into marriage there. And then the fairy prince comes and saves her.
That sounds like a beautiful movie.
It's human trafficking.
I'm like really crazy. Glad they had the Mexican frog representation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't do that enough.
They really it's don't.
Good. Yeah.
It's great. It's a fantastic movie.
So I feel like people watching this episode might be upset if I don't talk about this.
What's that?
Well... Have you seen Twitter?
What about
what happened
it?
On Twitter?
See what I've been doing?
He's been up to no good.
Which one?
Well, the one where I call that one chick Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And then the other one gets upset, and then I call her Big Mom from One Piece.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah. I mean, here's the thing, right, is that, like, you see, like, people might get mad about that on Twitter.
Yeah.
But, like, in my community, they thought that was really funny. Like, they love that shit. Yeah, that was dude, the best thing.
I feel like sometimes when dumb motherfuckers act up, they need to be treated like clowns.
Absolutely.
Here's what's been going
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
So what happened was about 4 months ago, right, I hit my goal for as a streamer, which was I was able to get 2,000 viewers on Variety and then 3,000 on Just Chatting. And then once I got that, I said, okay, now I don't have to give a fuck. I'll just sustain. I'll do whatever I want.
Yeah.
But now the problem is I keep on saying really bad shit. Because that's just kind of what's in my brain. And now I'm getting more viewers.
The thing is, like, you don't need to worry about it because there will always be, if there's a situation, people will always be more mad about me.
It's true.
That's right.
It's
so, like,
great.
It doesn't matter what you do because there will always be something worse that I probably didn't do that people think
He's
I did.
He's like your guardian angel.
You know what made me really, you know what made me really happy?
What's that?
I was calling this bitch Jabba the Hutt. And then the other chick... brings you into it for no reason and says, look at this ugly motherfucker. How can these people call us that? And I'm like, shut the fuck up, bro. I literally Googled an image. Most disgusting shit I've ever seen.
I'll be honest. Like, there are so many big tweets about me that, like, people are mad. I'll, like, just read one and I'll be like, oh, this is a tweet that says I should kill myself. Oh, this only has 20,000 likes. That's it? Oh.
That's it.
It's not a big deal. Dude, yeah, just, it's not really that big of a deal. Dude, yeah, saying, I don't even worry comments. About it.
I'm like, I didn't get that many likes. Who cares? Yeah. That's what it is.
Well, I'll screenshot some of the really good ones. Like the good insults about me or like crazy things that people will say. Like there's like one guy and 5 years ago I had drama with him and he was having a conversation on his stream and he randomly brought me up and he said, all I do is say all of the stupidest stuff. Everything that I say is stupid. Everything that I think is stupid. I'm stupid and everything about me is bad. And so then I respond back and I'm mean. And then I hear that he says on Twitter, I'm not going to talk about this anymore. Somebody says, pull up his VOD. I said, okay.
Yeah.
I pull up the VOD. I click a random point in the VOD. He wasn't done talking about it.
It actually wasn't.
He was not done.
He pulled three different times up, and at each different time, in a 3.5 hour VOD, every single time he was talking
about me,
dude. I was a fan of that guy.
Why?
He made good content back in the day.
Well, I mean, really though.
I was like, back in the day.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But like, I mean, look, here's the thing.
Good for me.
Yeah.
He had a cute accent.
I don't know about that. Okay. But, you know, this guy, like, yeah. And I love this kind of stuff because it makes being on the internet more interesting. It makes it more exciting for me. And other than like some people that take it too serious, I feel like that whenever you take yourself seriously online, you then lose. You begin to start losing. And it's like if you only look at yourself as a cartoon character, everything else makes so much more sense.
Yep.
Yeah. I haven't even checked today, but I bet it's going to be probably a lot of really, really stupid stuff.
I have a mini version of your guy as well, who's been hate watching me for 5 years. So it was cool. I saw that parallel again, and then chat saw the parallel, they're like, wow, look at that.
There was like a guy that Tectone called a mint picker, which is basically, there are these things in Genshin Impact. I don't really know how the game works, but like basically these are like little things you have to pick up for, I guess, resources or some sort of upgrade thing, right? And so if you pick them up regularly, you're a mint picker because you're free to play. And Tectone had spent like over $100,000 in the game. And so people were making fun of this guy for it. And he was like acting like he was getting bullied and abused and like discriminated against because he was playing free to play.
Dude, these people in community they're so soft because the same thing.
It's gotcha players, man.
It is.
It is.
Because first of all, a guy cries. He's called a mint picker because you pick up mint in Genshin Impact. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like people have gotten a lot of softer. I mean, I grew up with Modern Warfare 2 Xbox lobbies.
Great.
I feel like that changes you.
It does.
But that doesn't really exist so much anymore.
But now
it absolutely does. That's what I thought. I played Warzone recently.
Mm-hmm.
I had to mute every lobby on stream.
No shot.
I did. Yes, of course. Because I go in and I see people like, hey, what's up? And it's like, okay, we gotta mute this one. And I would ask them, I say, so why do you think Biden rigged the election? And then like, bro, this would unlock like a whole new level with like half of the people in the lobbies. It was crazy. And this is just like now. And like, you just ask them like, so what do you think about this kind of people? And there it is. And this is in 2024, 2023.
What are the best races?
Yeah,
Daytona
exactly.
500.
Right? Yeah.
That's a good one.
Thanks. But I feel like what people's terms, what counts as harassment these days, they would not last a fucking minute in Modern Warfare 2 lobbies. Absolutely fucking
I don't think it's a big deal. Like, I remember I was in lobbies all the time. Like, I would be in Halo 2 lobbies. That was even before Modern Warfare. And I would be like that little kid that would be like, I would be screaming at people, yelling at them, like blowing into the mic. And then I'd be reporting them for cheating at the end of the game, even though they didn't cheat. Like, I'd just say, fuck them.
So then, okay, well, this is a fun one. So we're here. So Emmy, how do you feel as a woman when you play video games? And Avali as well, you're also a woman. How do you feel when you go load into a game of League of Legends as the only female or Valorant?
For League, it doesn't really matter because it's like, how the fuck are they going to know?
Yeah.
But then when I'm not even like a mic user in games because I just don't want to fucking talk to people that I don't know. But like, say I'll be playing like Valorant or like Overwatch back in the day and I'll hear another girl talk and then instantly get fucking bombarded by three fucking freaks. I'm like, well, now I don't even want to talk even more. And it is weird because it's like, okay, like you're playing the game and you enjoy it, but you know that like you'll never really be a true part of the community. Sex. So it's like weird, but I feel like most girls are like, yeah, that sucks, but I'm still going to play.
Yeah, but here's the benefit. Yeah. Okay. Here's how women have it easier on the internet.
How's that?
Oh, go ahead.
Is it OnlyFans?
Okay. You go into Ventrilo.
Yeah.
When you play World of Warcraft and you're a girl, you got 8 dudes lining up the farm for you. Yeah, 8 dudes giving you money.
Like,
8 dudes bringing you into groups you don't belong
thing,
in.
Right? It's like I feel like it's a bit of both, right? Because like I've seen girls, like there was one time I watched the clip of a Counter-Strike lobby. This girl talked at the pregame lobby, and the guys were like, everybody stop, 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 stop the game. And they're like, the other team was like, stop, we've got a girl in here.
Get her out!
Like, yeah. And they all collectively, all like the entire team and the other team all collectively kick this girl out. randomly. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think it depends
on
what.
Who does that?
Well, I think FPS players. I think FPS players hate women.
You think so?
Yeah. I think MMO players love women. And that's because it's community built and everybody wants to find their e-girl who will heal slut for them.
Oh, true.
That's what they want. 100%.
Yeah.
But in FPS,
yeah,
where you have to play with them,
I'm sure there are a lot of people that, you know, game the system, enjoy getting the free shit. But then it's also annoying when you just want to be treated like a normal fucking player and everyone's trying to, like, fucking marry you.
Yeah. Like, you know what's crazy? In World of Warcraft, I had to pretend to be a girl to get back into the guild that I got kicked out of.
That's nuts.
I was a 12-year-old kid. And they kicked me out because they didn't want a 12-year-old topping the DPS charts.
And you're like, I'm not 12, I'm just a girl.
No, they kicked me out. Mm-hmm. I changed my username from Jacobim to Angel of Light. And, you know, when I was a kid, I could do a good girl voice. Got back in. Shit got really weird really quick. The DMs you get, oh man. Found out I was the same guy, got kicked out again. Unlucky.
That sucks.
Yeah. Oh, we have comments to read. Do you want to read one?
Do you want me to read one?
Yeah, go ahead. Read the first one.
Okay. At Waffles on Fire 9716, I forgot that Tectone thought World War II happened in the 1800s until I was reminded by this comment set. You thought World War II was in the 1800s?
I feel like it's not that crazy.
I mean, if you were guessing maybe like earlier in the 1900s, but you thought in the 1800s?
Well,
I don't think they had railroads yet.
Yeah, but the difference between 1800 and 1900 is only one number.
That's 100 years.
Yeah, but it's just one number. I feel like it's not that big of a deal.
That's the difference between dysentery and, like, polio vaccines.
Yeah, but they're both diseases, so I don't really get the difference. Nick Frost says, can we fucking end this? I need to use the bathroom. This has to be the new sign-off.
Every week. Yeah, I actually don't have to piss.
I also need to piss really bad.
I don't have to piss this week. It's weird.
Emmy, you want to read
Christopher, we'll do... Oh, yeah, go ahead, Emmy.
Oh, Christopher Hembry, 2381, says, this has become the highlight of my week. Keep it up.
Oh,
that's great. I really hope we have an episode next week, but we might not.
Yeah, it's Memorial Day, so we may not be able
to figure it out. This episode,
don't worry, guys. Yeah. I got this one. This episode is actually going live on May 31st, which is, I believe, the Friday before the OTK Games Expo, taking place June 4th, pre-show starting at 11:30 a.m. Pacific time, going live onto Asmongold's channel / Zach Rahr, as well as / OTK Network on Twitch. It'll also be live on YouTube for OTK Games Expo, as well as OTK Network. Please tune in, because this is all I've been doing for the past few months. This is my life.
And I'll be there.
Well, I will also be there.
I will have to leave the house.
Will I be there?
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
Okay, all right.
Thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah,
this
absolutely.
Was great.
You've been great. And guys, thank you all very much for watching. We appreciate it. As always, make sure to check out the Patreon. Thank you all for watching. And we'll see you all in the next one. Our boys. Peace.
Watch the expo.
Then you turn and you look at me. There's a little glimmer that I can see. A sparkle in your eyes. It makes me realize all we need is you and me. A light shines from your eyes. It brightens any cloudy day.